Recent political history in French Polynesia has been dominated by three men. Gaston Flosse, who's been convicted several times on corruption. He was once found guilty of taking the presidential dinner dishes with him when he left office. His son-in-law and former protege, Edouard Fritsch, re-elected president last May despite a conviction for corruption. And Oscar Tamaru, who served five separate terms as president and whose Tavini Huira Atira stood last spring as the only party whose candidates had never been convicted. Last week, the top administrative court in France ruled that campaign accounts did not properly explain $36,000 in contributions and stripped Tamaru of his seat in the assembly for 1 year. He protested his innocence, while a statement from the party said that Tamaru was being punished because he'd accused France of crimes against humanity for its nuclear weapons tests in French Polynesia. The party statement also drew comparisons to an earlier figure in the territory's political history, independence advocate Puvanaa Aoopa. In 1959, he was convicted for instigating violence as part of his anti-nuclear campaign. Earlier this month, that conviction was overturned when new evidence revealed that the police had fabricated evidence and that the French governor had signed an arrest order charging him with burning down Papa Ete before the fire started. A memorial statue of Puvanaa Aoopa stands in front of the Territorial Assembly building. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.